These are the Daily Tech headlines for Thursday, June 28th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Amazon announced it's acquiring online pharmacy PillPack, which packages, organizes, and delivers drugs with a specific number of medications consumers are supposed to take at a specific time. Terms of the deal not disclosed, but it is expected to close in the second half of this year. The Information reports Apple may bundle music, TV, and magazine subscriptions into a single one. Similar to Amazon Prime's model, customers could access Apple Music, Apple TV's premium content, and Apple News' premium content. The company has bought the distribution rights of many TV shows, but hasn't yet explained how it will sell them. Amazon announced Show Mode, a free software update rolling out July 2nd for current-gen Fire HD 8 and Fire HD 10 tablets. Similar to the Echo Show, the new Show Mode will show full-screen visuals that correspond to voice responses from Amazon's assistant, who will not be named, such as trending news, weather maps, calendars, camera feeds, and more. Amazon also announced the Show Mode charging dock, a station for current-gen Fire HD 8 and Fire HD 10 tablets with a magnetic cover that props up the tablet. The dock supports inductive charging, has a micro USB cable, costs $40 for the 8, $55 for the 10, and is shipping July 12th. U.S. supermarket chain Kroger announced it's partnering with Nuro to launch a fully driverless delivery service with a pilot set this fall in a not-yet-named city. Nuro will use a fleet of self-driving test vehicles with human safety drivers to make deliveries for Kroger's grocery stores. Nuro was founded by two veterans of Google's self-driving car team. The company came out of stealth in January with the R1 compact vehicle. A new survey from Pew Research Center, conducted from May 29th through June 11th among 4,594 U.S. adults, finds that 43% of Americans think major tech companies support liberal over conservative views. 33% believe these same companies support male views over female views. 72% of those polled say social media platforms probably censor political views that the companies find objectionable. 74% said the impact of major tech companies on their own lives has been more good than bad. But 36% of Americans say the impact of these companies on society as a whole has, on balance, been more bad than good. Instagram Lite for Android launched Wednesday in the Google Play App Store. Instagram Lite is just 573 kilobytes compared to Instagram's regular 32-megabyte main app. It doesn't allow video posting or direct messaging options. The app is designed for older phones with less storage space or slower network connections or anybody with limited data plans. Instagram owner Facebook launched Facebook Lite back in 2015 and Messenger Lite back in April of this year. Microsoft bought GitHub earlier this month, but Google Cloud exec Diane Greene added some fuel to the rumor that Google had also been in the running. At a Fortune magazine event Wednesday, Greene said, quote, "I wouldn't have minded buying them, but it's okay." Google hasn't officially confirmed that it also bid on GitHub, but Greene said two Google products are among the most popular now on GitHub and, quote, "I really hope Microsoft can keep them totally neutral." Sling TV is raising the base price of its core package Sling Orange by $5 to $25 per month and also offering new free content and a la carte channel subscriptions. Sling TV will also offer pay-per-view events and more than 5,000 movies that can be watched without a monthly subscription. A new user interface reflecting new content options hits Roku devices today with other devices to come. And finally, let us rejoice because Apple and Samsung have made peace. At least in one sense. The company's patent battle over whether Samsung copied the iPhone has been going on since 2011, 7 years. In a court filing, Judge Lucy Koh said the companies had informed her they reached a settlement, though terms of that settlement not disclosed. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Daily Tech Headlines is supported by you. Thanks to everybody who supports the show at patreon.com/DTNS. I'm Sarah Lane. Talk to you next time.